Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There's a trend on the internet that's been going around for a couple years, and people are so proud that they take part in it. It's the candy tax on their kids at Halloween, which I know the idea of that has been around for a long time, but people are bragging about it on social media, especially TikTok. Yeah, we do a candy tax in our house on Halloween night because it's good that they learn the lesson about how taxation works. And so I typically take 30% of their candy, and that's for me and Dad, or blah, blah, blah. And then we teach them about how taxation works on Halloween night. It's like, can't you just let, I mean, even if you do take the candy from them, you take some of it because you don't want to have, you don't want them to have it all, which I think is lame.
Yeah. Oh, I do that.
You do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're young, but
They don't know. Like, I get like why you would take some candy, well, for whatever reason, but then to give them a lesson about taxation on Halloween night while they're still in their costumes.
Like they're having fun. Like let it won't want.
What is the point of it? There are other opportunities to do that.
Right. And that's not even the real lesson on taxation. If you're going to do it, tell them I'm taking 30 or 40% of what you've gotten here, and I'm going to take it and give it to some kids who didn't, you know, have enough energy to go trick or treat for themselves.
Yeah,
right.
That's the real lesson in taxation.
Yeah,
the true lesson that should be taught. But you know, people that are doing this are not giving that lesson. No. You know, that are posting it for TikTok and things like that. They are not giving the truth about
those
taxes.
Poor kids. Let them be kids.
I just think it's so lame.
Yeah, but we don't even give candy at Halloween.
What do you?
We give dental floss.
Oh, you're that house.
Yeah,
okay.
And they think that I'm a dentist because I give toothbrushes and dental floss.
So that's why you do it. You want them to think you're a dentist. It's terrible.
I know TJ and Jody. You're not going to get any trick or treaters this year. The last kid is now. You know, he's got a mustache, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and Mason lives next door.
Yeah. Lindsay, do you get trick-or-treaters?
We do, yeah.
Do you buy the good candy?
Oh, yeah.
You don't try to give them the junky, not as good stuff?
No, I get them. But I don't do full-size. Some of my neighbors do full-size bars. That's, I mean, we don't got it like that, okay? I'm not getting 200 full-size bars.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, that is cool.
Who handles the trick-or-treaters? And, like, you have to take your kids out trick or treating. Who handles the trick or treaters?
Well, since they're so young, we only go to like three or four houses. So we're home their bedtime's 7:30. So, I mean, you know, we're home early, but in the future, I don't know. We're not going to be home because
that's one of those where you leave it out and trust them to take, you know, one each or whatever.
And they never do.
Well, I don't know. You set up a camera.
Oh,
yeah.
Those little,
but you can talk. I'm saying talk to it on your talk. To the camera from your phone on an app, you see them while you're out trick-or-treating. Just yell at them and say, one only, please.
Hey, Fatso.
I'm watching you.
I think my parents split it up. My dad was always the person that took us out to get the candy while my mom stayed back. And then I think one year they switched, but my dad, that was a perfect example. My dad was not going to be overly friendly to like little kids. I mean, he's just not a warm, fuzzy kind of guy. Yeah. So it made sense that my mom stayed home. But
neither one of my parents ever went out trick-or-treating with us.
Really?
Yeah. You just went by yourself?
Uh-huh. Yeah. With a group of friends and stuff.
Yeah.
And armed.
Yeah. Everybody was.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage. TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, looks like Halloween may be canceled in Denver, Colorado. Sadness. They're saying that the weather is predicted to be too cold for ladies to wear their skimpy costumes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because, you know, the old trope, the old saw that, you know, women just want to dress all risque and everything on Halloween. Well, they're saying that the temperatures are going to be down in the 20s in Denver, so they're going to have to cover up a little bit.
Got to wear your jackets, ladies.
I feel like it's always too cold in Denver for most things. I don't know why. I just picture the Rocky Mountains or something.
And I don't picture women in Denver like making a big deal out of having a slutty costume on.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
same.
Deal with the pants.
Or I'm just saying that they're probably, I don't picture Denver women being like that. Oh, I picture them just being like, you know, walk around in, you know, hiking boots and eating granola and stuff because, you know, they're living there in the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
Sure. But maybe that's why they want to, is because they never get the opportunity to dress like that.
Or
be that's that true.
I'm going to be a hot hiker.
But if you're a guy and it's kind of cold wherever you are on Halloween, and your wife or girlfriend will wear a skimpy costume, then she should definitely be able to eat outside during the fall at a restaurant when you want to eat outside and she doesn't. But in the summer, you're too hot, but she wants to eat outside. I mean, if they can brave the cold, you know, for the sake of their, you know, risque Halloween costume, they should be just fine sitting out, you know, watching a ball game and eating a burger on the patio in a crisp fall air.
Sure. Give and take.
I feel like this took a very personal turn, TJ. I feel like you might have.
Well, not really, because my wife would never, ever, if she were planning on wearing something that was skimpy, which she would never do that, but if she did, there's no way she would say, it's going to be freezing, but I'm going to do it. There's no way she'd say, I got to find something else to wear, because I'm not going to be out there freezing.
No.
I'm not going to be freezing.
Has she ever worn a skimpy cut?
No.
I didn't think so.
Not since I've known her.
Yeah.
31 years.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
Would that freak you out if you found out that she had worn one before you met her?
No. I mean, she's from Louisiana.
Whatever that means. What does that mean? So.
Yeah. All women are a little fun, if you know what I'm saying.
Good time girl?
Yeah.
And I think in your younger years, you know.
Well, we actually officially met at a Halloween party, remember, at a club.
That's right.
And she was dressed in a really slutty costume, Raggedy Ann, like original Raggedy Ann with the bloomas and the,
and the sexy
the striped socks and the collar up to her chin and the whole thing.
Yeah,
man, that yarn was an interesting wig choice. To go to a club as Raggedy Ann, like you would have thought, like the natural thing would have been like Hot Witch or Sexy Bat
or Nurse or something.
Yeah, it is funny.
No, like she's never been that, you know, interested in that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's why we love her.
I'm not over the moon about it.
He wants to see something. See something.
Introducing the new Media Center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Forgot to mention this the other day. We had a guest in 2 weeks ago. Her name is Amanda Riggin. Mm-hmm. No relation to me. It's just a weird coincidence. Her name is also Riggin. But she was telling us while she was here that one of her favorite things to do is to DoorDash the cinnamon rolls from Cece's Pizza. And that just like blew my mind. I'm like, I'm sure they're good, but if you gave me 100 things I would want to DoorDash, the cinnamon rolls from Cece's wouldn't even make the list. I mean, I don't know. It's just so bizarre. But she said she did it all the time. Mm-hmm. And not only did she get those DoorDash to her, she would call the Cece's and ask them to not overcook them. She said, I like everything medium rare, is the way I believe she described it. So she places this specialty and Cece's, if you've never been, it's a pizza buffet. So they've got, you know, dessert pizzas, and she just DoorDashes the cinnamon rolls. No pizza. The other day, she texts me, and it says, it's a picture of the cinnamon rolls from Cece's. And she said, this pan did not turn out nicely. And I said, oh, did they overcook them? You know, because she had been saying, like, I like them, you know, medium rare. And she said, I legit didn't eat them. What's worse is I always feel stupid in calling and asking them not to burn them. So I asked, she's in Disney, and she said she had to go down an alley to call because it was so loud there where she was. So she called
her. Had somebody else do it. Her friend do it.
From a different state. Yeah. Call her local CeCe's because I guess she's like a traditional millennial. Mm-hmm. Freaked out to get on the phone.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, the special request is beyond reason.
She doesn't seem like she's ever had. She didn't talk like she had a problem, you know, talking to him the other day. She said she puts in the order and calls him immediately and goes, "Hey, this is Amanda. I just ordered cinnamon rolls to be DoorDash. Don't burn them, please."
Yeah.
And I find that odd because it is only a buffet, right?
Yeah.
So do you
get... I think you can get it to go, though.
Okay.
You can.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I'm like, they're making these for the buffet, so why are they going to be, okay, this one lady wants...
Yeah, you can order to go, and, okay. Or you can even order from a menu there if you want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nobody ever does.
Clearly, I haven't been to CeCe's.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I hate that the millennials have been, you know, trapped under this can't get on the phone thing. Because it's just so bizarre.
Do they have a text number?
Yeah, like, can I text them? And yeah. Tech D Rob is one of those people. He said if they don't have, like, an app, he's not going to go through the line to order.
Most places, yeah.
He's not going to get on the phone, certainly.
It's crazy. I only want to call. And y'all hate that.
No, I don't.
You don't?
I like talking on the phone.
Well. So if I need someone to call somewhere, I can text you and have a unit?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
I'll use the phone. Yeah. I would rather get to the point... Talk to you in person, verify. I mean, sometimes you need it written out, but...
It takes less time to get on the phone than it does to, like, think about something. And then the intent gets lost in a text message. And
yeah.
It just doesn't work
right. The tone. You think, are they mad? Are they not? Yeah, too much to figure out.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, our manager, Adam, won't text message very much at all. He thinks it's unprofessional. So he's sending mimeographs and things like that.
Yeah, it might be good for him, though. The way he writes emails, it's probably good to just get on the phone.
Introducing the new Media Center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So, Riggins, you're a pet parent. Ugh. Isn't that what you call yourself, a pet parent?
I do not.
Good. But you are your fur baby's daddy.
I don't say that either.
Oh, I love that one.
I don't.
Bring it to daddy. I just can't even picture you doing that.
No, I hate the word daddy in general, but I love my dog. I'm a dog owner. Yeah. I own him.
Right. It's your property.
Let's not get it.
You paid for him and the whole thing.
And I tell him all the time.
Do you think there are any pets that people have that they shouldn't be allowed to have? Like, you know, there's a big list of things that I don't think people ought to be able to possess as, you know, exotic pets or whatever.
Yeah. A lot of those. The lions, tigers, bears, oh my, panthers, the big cats, I think, for the most part. Monkeys, I'm not crazy about people owning monkeys. Yeah. I don't.
Now, what is it because of the danger that they, you know, that they present to innocent society?
Yes.
Or because of the it's bad for the animal?
No, it's mostly that they're dangerous and not necessarily to the owners, but to the people that come in contact with the owners who own the pets.
Right.
That's typically what happens.
That's me too. So you got some kind of, cause you're a weirdo. You want some kind of crazy kind of pet and then you're putting everybody else in danger.
Yeah.
What about a kangaroo? Do you think people should be able to have a kangaroo as a pet?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Why? Because they know how to fight.
They know how to fight.
And they're so cute with the little punches. They're cute.
I don't know. I haven't thought about that one deeply, but my first instinct is to go, no, you can't have a kangaroo. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah. We got plenty of dogs that need to go to loving homes. You don't need a kangaroo. Sorry.
But the reason I ask is they just found an escaped kangaroo. It was somebody's pet in Durango, Colorado, and they returned it. But, yeah, when you see that, how can you have a kangaroo as a pet? I guess, does it stay in the house or do you build a special, you know, like a structure for it in the yard? Is it on a farm or is it in the city? If I saw somebody walking a kangaroo on a leash in the city, I would freak out.
Oh, heck yeah.
Just hopping down the road.
And the cops, they have one of those like leashes, you know, with the ring on it when they're catching an animal. Uh-huh. And she's like, do I even need this? And the other cop was like, yeah, that's not going to help us at all. Just probably use your hands or something and just like bear hug it. Oh. I mean, they didn't know what to do. I mean, because what do you, mm-hmm. they probably haven't been trained for that.
Yeah. And you know, they don't carry trank darts.
Yeah.
In their regular cop cars. That's what you would have to do, I would think, if Absolutely. You did it right. Why couldn't they just stun them?
Yeah, tase them.
Yeah.
Those things are strong. You see them, they're built like dudes.
I heard they're kind of mean, too.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
And, you know, they eat them in Australia.
Oh, I don't like to hear that. I've heard that.
Because that's their national animal. It'd be like us sitting down for a fried bald eagle dinner.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
Terrible.
No.
But they have way more kangaroos in Australia than we have bald eagles over here, and they become a menace.
I think they said 3-1.
Yeah.
Kangaroos to people.
Good Lord. Wow.
It's something crazy.
They're taking over.
I would eat it. You would? I'd try it. Yeah. Depends on how it's cooked, but pretty much anyway. Yeah. You know, put some gravy on it. Be like a steak.
Would it, though?
Yeah.
You know what you're eating, though.
To get a kangaroo over here, you'd have to smuggle it, right? Like, they're not indigenous to you, right?
No, they're not.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they don't have them in Detroit.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
Happy Halloween.
Hey.
TJ, is this your Halloween costume?
Yeah, I'm a coal miner.
Oh.
Yeah.
I get it now.
You see? So I've got a headlamp on. So that's what a coal miner wears, is a headlamp.
Yeah, okay.
Although they usually don't wear LSU trucker hats. They have hard hats that go with them. But if you're watching on the camera, you can't tell. It just looks like I'm wearing a coal miner's hat with a light on it.
That's true.
No one will know.
Right.
Yeah, look at that. All right, go
will
check
that be
out.
Distracting to the rest of y'all for the whole morning?
Yeah, it's right in my face.
At least we do know when he's talking to us.
Bright. I thought you were supposed to be quiet, Rob. You're going to get that. Right there. You want the spotlight. You got it. Right.
I feel like this is what a criminal sees right before he gets arrested in the woods.
I wish Rob were wearing transition lenses right now. They'd be dark.
Yeah, he'd be all purple. So the New York Post has the headline all over. The World Series is over. The Los Angeles Dodgers are the World Series champions, defeating the New York Yankees. I think it was 7-6. Last night, and New York Yankees fans are just devastated. They waited 15 years to...
Because they were ahead 5-0, and then they started making a bunch of errors, and then the Dodgers got up on them. They fell apart, basically. They crashed and burned in that dirty, dirty, disgusting, crime-ridden city. So now the Los Dodgers can go as World Series champions back to their dirty, dirty, crime-ridden city.
You can stay or you can go. It doesn't really matter. Uh-huh. So, yeah, Yankees and Dodgers, all the top trending topics today. It is Halloween, as DJ. I love that you're getting into the Halloween spirit by bringing in a costume. I will say that.
Well, I just saw it in my truck because I was using it the other day on something. Uh-huh. And I said, you know what? Right as I pulled in, I said, that would be a good Halloween costume.
Just
a coal miner.
Yeah.
And if I brought my daughter in here, you know what she would be? A coal miner's daughter.
Boom.
See?
Look at that. I saw her costume. She had a pretty good costume. She was Snooki from Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Pop culture related, but...
Yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you this, though. So her guy friend that went with her, she made him dress like Mike the Situation.
Yeah, I saw him too.
And Mike the Situation, the real one, commented on it and reposted it on his stuff and everything.
No way.
Yeah, Lainey was freaking out.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh.
You know, your costume's a hit. So we're going to be seeing those all over social media today. And speaking of Halloween costumes, Macaulay Culkin trending this morning.
I know.
He dressed up as Joe Burrow.
Right.
And there is a striking resemblance. So, I mean, he did a pretty good job. He looks a lot like him. So happy Halloween.
Good. Good for Macaulay Culkin. Absolutely. Glad to see he's not home alone on Halloween. All right, so we've been telling you all week that we had a big, big surprise announcement that would be here today, and it would be coming from a surprise guest, a surprise person. And if you're watching the video of us on the YouTubes and all, you see that there is an empty chair on the screen. Well, that empty chair will be filled, or at least partially filled, with our special guest making the big announcement coming up. Hold on. Wait. Coming up next.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage. TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, so we have the big announcement. We have the super special surprise guest to make the announcement. So the empty chair is about to be filled with the super special guest. If guest would get out of her phone for a second and walk over to the chair, assume the position in front of the microphone. And if you're watching on the YouTubes, you can see that it is Alexis. Hey.
Hi, guys.
Alexis.
What's up?
Mm-hmm. In her best Halloween costume. Yep.
No, I think that's her hair, for real. Long, straight, purple hair. I mean, she let her her true Salvadorian roots shine.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Alexis is here because we have something very special that we do every year, and this year, for some reason, she is in charge of it.
Yes, she is. She actually has a great, she told me something really funny when she said she was in charge of it. She goes, because I know you and TJ are not going to be able to handle it. So right. That's true. Yeah.
So Alexis was on our show for a few years, and then how long have you been gone and got married and all of that?
About 6 to 7 months, I think.
So not quite 8 years that Lindsay was gone and then came back. Yeah. So
a little different.
You didn't even make it a year.
Yeah, here I am.
All right. So it's today is the 31st. And when Halloween's over, that means that we will start taking nominations for Breaking and Entering Christmas, where we break into someone's house who's fallen on hard times this year. And while they're gone, we leave everything they could want in a dream Christmas, and gifts and food and all that. Now, Alexis, you've been part of this over the last couple of years, and it touched your heart.
Oh, really. I loved it.
And that's why you were willing to come back and head it up this year.
Right. And I mean, I grew up listening to Breaking and Entering Christmas every year when I listened to the show a long, long time ago. And I just was like, you know, it has to go perfect this year. And I don't know how I feel about you guys. And the kids deserve the best, you know?
Yeah. Riggins and I are not really hands-on with those kinds of things.
Yeah. You guys are great at other things.
You know? Yeah, we're funny.
Yeah.
We're funny.
Yeah, you guys are the funny guys, you know? But we needed it to make sure to for it to go perfect. So
yeah,
I came in.
And she's got a lot of background. She's, you know, she's got event planning under her belt, and she knows how to do these large scale things. So I think it's a perfect match, actually.
Yeah. Well, and it doesn't matter to me whether it's perfect or not, as long as I don't have to do it.
Right. Yeah. Right.
No, I'm just kidding. We wouldn't trust that to just anybody. We'd rather not do it than do it wrong, you know?
That's true.
I don't want to do it wrong.
Yeah. So the process is really easy. There's a post up now, tjriggins.com/Christmas, to nominate a family. We're going to give you a couple weeks to nominate a family in need. And remember to don't tell them, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's a secret because they can't ever know where it came from. We don't, you know, we don't say, oh, look, this is all from, you know, the TJ and Riggins radio family and all that. They just come home and it's magic and it's there. They never know where it came from.
It's
magic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so you'll have a few weeks to nominate a family. TJRiggins.com/Christmas. Even if you don't know a family, make sure you go over to our social media pages and share the post in case some of your followers or friends have a family they know that might be struggling this holiday season.
Oh, that's so good, Riggins.
Thank you.
Good idea.
Thank you.
Good idea.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to catch up with Alexis and see what she's been doing, you know, since she's been gone. And been in jail. So that's coming up next.
Introducing the new Media Center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, a lot of people say it's spooky season, but I don't think so. I think it's old girl returns to the show season.
Yeah.
First Lindsay, and now this Alexis character. I had forgotten all about her.
Yeah.
Alexis, I forgot. You know, it's like, oh, I remember you.
Mm-hmm. Already? That was fast.
Right. Out of sight, out of mind, you know.
Now you see me, now you don't, now you see me.
So Alexis is going to be doing some important stuff for us, like breaking and entering Christmas. She's heading that up and some other things with our charity efforts and whatnot. But that Adam did it to us again. Our manager, Adam. See, he lives in New York. He's a New York fella, and he is, everything is boom, boom, boom. It fits on a list. It's taken care of. He's the opposite of what I am, which is what we need. So, Alexis, we've been talking about, you know, how we were making this. Like you said, even, I didn't know that I was making an announcement or anything, you know, but we've been promoting it all week, a special announcement from a special guest and all of this, and Adam, in his famous press releases, puts out a press release yesterday, and then by the time we say, here's our special guest, everybody already knew it, because they'd already been sending us messages going, oh, I'm glad Alexis is back.
Yeah. You
gotta love him, man.
Yeah, he's excited.
But, I mean, that makes us look like fools.
I know.
He makes us look like fools. Because there's nothing more of a letdown than when you tell somebody that you're excited because you have this information and you're going to let them in on it, and you tell them, and then all of a sudden they go, I know.
I already knew that.
Yeah. Oh. Been knowing that.
Yeah. But, it, you know, it's a press release. You know, only people that read the trades, the, you know, the insider business. Mm-hmm. So I guess somebody just found it on Google.
Do they, like, get emailed out or something, though?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Oh.
I think they
probably
do.
Probably.
I'm sure he emails them out. Yeah, it's Adam.
One of his important, you know, databases. Yeah. You know, he has a bunch of different databases.
Oh, he's like, the way I look at it, yeah. Everyone's press. Your press. Yeah. Your press. Everyone's press. You're getting a press release.
Which is fine. I know that it's great that people get that information and all, but we need to next time just say, well, we're not going to promote that we have a big announcement on the air.
Right.
We'll just say, hey, as you probably know, Alexis is back and she's going to be doing Breaking and Entering Christmas.
Or tell him to send it the day after.
Well, there's something on his end that's, you know, dealing with that kind of stuff that I think it's better to get it before. I don't know. I just, you know, giving the grace to something I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he's doing something that I don't get, which is what he does on his end. If I got what he does, I wouldn't need to have him in my life.
Exactly.
I could just, you know.
Yeah.
Lord, can you imagine what the company would be like?
Oh, my God.
Heavens. Gracious. We'd be going into default every day because DJ wouldn't be paying the bills.
The lights would go out one day.
They would shut off the lights and the water. Yeah.
Forgot his password to log in to pay the bill.
Yeah, I guess. 100%.
Sometimes I still forget the combination to the door. This door that I use every day.
It's not surprising.
Okay, I got something about my wife coming up next.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Yeah. So Alexis is here. She'll be in and out time to time doing whatever. Adam told her it would be 1 hour every day it takes us to do the whole show. 1 hour.
That's it.
That's our manager, Adam. And it's not true. He may be thinking of somebody else that he works with, some other show that he works with.
I already feel bamboozled.
Hoodwinked.
Yeah. It's only an hour.
Okay, here's what happened at my house this morning. I was starving, which I am every. I love breakfast. You know, it's a big thing. But I didn't feel like cooking eggs and turkey bacon and all of that. And my wife had, she bought yesterday some limited edition Special K pumpkin cereal.
All right.
So that's what I had. Now, anybody that knows stories about my wife, she is not good with people taking her things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I left her this note, sweet note, for her to find when she wakes up. Dearest Jody, I feel great shame in having to admit this, but I ate some of your new pumpkin cereal this morning. I would not have taken the liberty had I not been so very hungry. Please accept this cash payment of my last $2 as reimbursement. At this point, all I can do is beg for your forgiveness for violating your trust and personal space. I love you, my treasure. Have a blessed day.
You're so annoying. It's so annoying.
And see, there's the $2.
Heard you actually left the money there.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's a full written out note. I cannot.
I'm oh so sorry.
I was oh so hungry. Because you know she'd be like, you better stay out of my cereal. Why are you eating my cereal?
I believe that. No doubt about it.
Get your own.
Yeah. Would she notice that a little bit was gone?
I mean, well, because it was the first. I opened it. I opened it.
Oh, yeah. That was gutsy.
I'm a starving child.
Hello, teacher's like, I was so busy yesterday. Now I know what you're busy with. You're right. Stupid nonsense.
Because you know it took me a while. I had to get the right wording.
You laid out the $2 taking pictures and the whole thing.
I bet that cereal's limited time, too. So
yeah, it is. That's why it's a limited edition.
Yeah.
Probably worth more than $2.
I had one little bowl of it.
Ooh.
How dare you?
But it was hers. That's the thing.
It's hers.
Especially food.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't like sharing food unless, you know, she offers it first.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is rare.
And people are going to ask again, what was the name of the cereal?
Special K pumpkin. Limited edition pumpkin cereal.
Girl. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Special pumpkin.
But, you know, I'm one of those people that cereal, pretty much of any kind, is a treat.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we got cereal.
Yeah.
You know.
Because it's poison, TJ.
I know.
They're giving you poison.
Yeah. I'm addicted.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to Special K pumpkin cereal.
Hey, y'all. It's fall, y'all.
Hello, friends. All right. So, what is it? We're now trending coming up?
Yeah, now trending coming up next.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today.